2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So we just sit here and stare at each other, wondering who's going to talk first.
I liked what we were talking about.
Oh,
whether or not you can be friends with your exes.
No,
because
move on.
No,
next.
No, shouldn't. Well, Nate can't.
Well, I can't. I'm not friends with any single one of my exes. Not one.
What percentage desperately want you back?
150.
Exactly.
They all want you back? You broke up with all of them?
One girl wrote a song about
it. One girl I know definitely
Gandhi,
wanted me back.
Gandhi doesn't know this.
Oh.
I
can you
don't.
Find
Here,
a song,
song.
Scary?
Oh, get the
City
song.
Lights.
Yeah.
It's called City Lights.
It
so,
was actually a good song, to be honest
it
with you.
It was.
Yeah.
So I was dating this girl in California. Mm-hmm. We broke up. I had still lived in California for like maybe a year, and then I moved here. And so we were off and on for like 5 months. You know how that goes? You date for a day and then you break up for a week and you date for it was awful. So I moved to New York City. 6 months later, she moves to New York City.
Oh.
She moves to New York City and gets a job right over there.
No way.
Across the street from our building.
Was this on purpose?
I'm assuming so. Because
it's a small country.
She didn't tell me this. She didn't, whatever. My friends showed me on social media, hey, she just moved to New York City and she's working at this place, which happened to be right across the street from our office building.
Oh, my God.
So in doing so, she started, because she was a kind of a musician. So she wrote a song about me and sent it to me.
And it's a good song.
Aww.
It was a good song.
Yeah. It could have been a hit.
It's
I'm not even
not
kidding.
As good as
you
time
guys
want to
hear
by.
It?
I want to hear it.
I have it pulled up.
Here it is.
All right.
Oh my God, that thing is huge.
Where's the song?
Here it is.
It's catchy.
It's called City of Lights.
Yeah.
It's a demo from Nate's ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, we're not
going to
play the whole thing.
It could have been a hit.
Oh, it already sounds sad.
Yeah, it's in the key of I Hate You.
This is so Adele.
She's got a good voice.
Got a long intro.
This is some singing.
Cut to the hook.
I know, I remember her.
Wearing your worn-out tee, I replay all our memories.
Yeah, she did have my t-shirt.
What t-shirt?
It was a Big Bang Theory t-shirt.
Oh my God.
I
tormented
bet.
By the truth. Is this something I can undo? Every thought, every dream always leads me right back to you.
Oh wow.
Left in hopes to make dream. Your dreams come true. And mine were you.
Why I'm stalking you.
She sounds like Halsey.
You left me for city lights.
Oh.
It's a good song.
Yeah, I swear it really is.
Oh, you can fade out of it now, Scary.
Okay.
I like the part.
I want to hear all of her heartbreak.
I like the part where she says, "You left me, Nate. You left me, Nate."
She never said that.
Hold on, get up to the part where she says, "At least you didn't kill me."
Hold on, call him bullshit.
What?
Because Los Angeles is also a city full of lights.
That's
so
not
it's
known
really
as a city of lights.
No,
we live in lights. The suburbs, Los Angeles is bright lights.
City of angels.
City of angels.
City of angels.
Right.
So she sent this to you?
Yeah.
She sent, if I remember correctly, where's Andrew? I think she sent it to me, and I just rolled my eyes and like, oh, God, really? So I played the song for him, and then he was like, can you send me that? I want to listen to it. And then they put it into the system.
Thanks for seeing
you. You left me for City of Lights.
Hey.
You left me.
Okay, can we talk about songs that somebody wrote?
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Time passes by.
You wrote a song too.
It's but, not okay. You have to understand.
Can
the
we hear
song
it? Can we hear
wrote,
it? Can we hear it?
It's about more yeah. about the lyrics. The lyrics are really
bullshit.
Okay, so we just heard Heartbreak. We're about to hear Voice Break. I may not be the best singer
or
but
the best writer.
No,
or the best musician.
The lyrics really though.
But he's very good at stalking.
It says. I'm friends with all of my exes on social media everywhere.
And including the restraining order girl?
I like to drive by their houses.
A little behind the music, this song is about the restraining order
girl.
That's
right. This is about Kim. Kim Hansen. Because Kim Hansen and I...
Don't mention her name.
Oh, why? She
knows. I love it.
Should we still talk? She texts me every now and then.
You want the
No.
The Avicii remix.
Yeah, the one where Mike Frattinelli jams on the guitar.
Mike Frattinelli wasn't
jamming. Wait a minute. Hold on. We also have the Chris Martin remix.
Yeah, I think Mike Frattinelli dropped the guitar.
You can't play this song without naming your bandmates.
Wait, the melody.
It's coming up.
I like how you say this
don't care about the band members.
Dump this off of cassette.
I think this is Fish.
Are you guys all playing the same song?
No, I'm going to start singing soon. Put this into a four-track.
Two songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Greg T, the frat boy.
morning starts too near.
Haven't
time
hit
moves by.
Stop.
The dreams don't disappear. In the dark to the light. Together we'll stand. Time is in our sight. Time passes by. All over good and bad. Time passes by. Happy and sad. Everyone says the right is good. Wrong is bad. Stop, listen. How we stood and where we stand.
Was this the best take?
Your father's daughter. He got a restraining order.
We're apart.
Can I have this song? It sounds like you had four tape machines playing at the same time. Trying to play at the same time.
By the way, my favorite line is morning starts to near.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you say morning draws near?
I don't know.
You need an extra syllable.
Clover. Good and bad.
Why would it need an extra syllable? The guitar has no case.
Wait, what was good and bad? Time passes by. What was the
fault? Time passes by all over good and bad. Meaning like, you know, that there's good people, there's bad people, there's everything.
There's good songs.
Hold
this.
On, I think I got this. So for the longest time, Nate and I have been trying to get any artist that has walked through these doors to record that song. I think now, with the number one podcast, apparently, according to the commercials on iHeart, Songland is the TV show on NBC. Ryan Tedder is very close to iHeart now. I say we get Ryan Tedder to take over this song and see what he could turn
it
into.
Well, if anybody can turn it into a gem, it's Ryan Tedder.
Yeah, but wait a minute. We have Chris Martin.
We also have Listener Leroy
did Chris Martin
doing
a cover of this song.
He declined that song.
How did Listener Leroy get a hold of this? Who's
this?
This
is Leroy.
Also, Bald Freak Ronnie did it.
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's right.
He
I remember
did the
Bald
great
Freak.
Rendition.
This is my favorite audio
jam
of all time. I love this.
Now, by the way, what you just heard was listeners submitted by Leroy. Okay, so I've got to find Ronnie. Oh, I have Bald Freak Ronnie right here.
Oh, he did a good one.
This computer would never catch up with me. Oh, here it is. This is Ronnie doing Time Passes By.
Yeah.
Oh, already an improvement.
Yep, it was the way it was supposed to be done.
This is what you had in your head.
This is what I meant to say.
I just couldn't get it. I couldn't play it. Yeah, this is exactly what I wrote.
Half asleep. Morning starts to near.
Yeah, Ronnie.
Time moves by. But dreams don't disappear.
Love this.
Poignant lyrics.
In the dark.
He did this live, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Stand as time is in our sight.
Unlike Great T.
Thank you for the reverb.
Time passes by.
So good.
All over good and bad. Time passes by. We're happy and you're sad.
Dude, he made that a hit. That is a hit. Right there. That could be on the radio right now. I wrote that shit.
Hey, everybody. let's say hi to Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, Ron. Yay! Hey, Ronnie. Hey, yeah, we were just playing your song in the podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's the only good version of Greg T's song. That...
Time passes by.
Yeah. So we miss you. I wish you had picked up the phone. We would have put you on the podcast.
Whoa!
All right. Love you.
Bye, Ronnie.
Bye, Ronnie.
Bye.
Big Shot.
Mr. Big Shot's at NPR now. He can't answer the phone.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I love when people take something, not that your song was ridiculous.
Right,
it wasn't.
It was.
But when people take something ridiculous and then turn it into something else. I love that.
I was going through such a hard time. It was really tough.
Did that song work?
No, her father still had the restraining order. And
guest on the podcast, Elvis Duran.
Elvis!
So what are we talking about today?
We're listening to songs that people have made for other people on the show or songs a show member has made for someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a talented bunch, aren't we?
No, we're not.
Would we call it that?
We just argued about Time Passes By and T's choice of lyrics.
And the song that Nate's ex-girlfriend wrote.
That's a bona fide hit.
Yeah, and we also played a little bit of Nate's ex-girlfriend, her
City
song
Lights.
For Nate.
Yeah.
The Psycho S.
That was good, too.
City
Lights. We had a lot of great musical moments on the show.
Yeah. And actual musicians sometimes stop by, unlike us.
All right, I'm going to hang up now. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's hilarious.
Checking in on the podcast.
Yeah, checking in.
Okay, so Nate, that song didn't work for you.
Which one?
The one,
City
the
of City Lights.
Of Lights.
No,
you did
God,
not go
no.
back?
I think once somebody gets to the point that they have to write you a song, it's not going to work. I mean, that's, seriously, any 80s rock band has tons of them.
Oh,
did they ever get the girl back? No.
No.
Well, Nate, you were settled here with the job, but let's just say you weren't working.
No,
she
would
gave
not
you
have,
that song.
No, would not have worked.
At home.
Would not have worked. Would not have worked.
But it was a good song. Scary.
No, the song was good. Don't get me wrong.
One of Scary's ex-girlfriends wrote him a song, too. Do you have it?
Oh, what could it be? This is for my whole day.
I don't date young girls anymore.
Okay, serious question. Who is the girl on this? Does any...
Sounds like a kid's
Let me look it up.
That's a woman. Daddy Shark.
Daddy Shark.
Daddy Shark.
Grandma Shark.
Okay, you can throw it
on. Scary, we're good.
I will break up with them.
Bringing back memories, Scary.
You don't want the EDM version?
Oh, God, please. God, no.
We're not going to play the EDM version.
Thank you.
I bet you, had we played that song at our live broadcast down in New Jersey there,
the place would have gone off.
They would have. That's a, you know, if
your
you have
song.
A packed crowd like that, and everybody's drunk, you play that song?
Damn it!
We should have played it then. Could you imagine? The place would have went nuts. They would have. You should have the DJ playing Scary at your appearance this weekend. I'm sure they will.
If I could call the cops on a song, it would be that song.
I thought you meant play your song at Jenkinson's.
No,
at
the
just
shark.
As morning was starting to near, we could play the song.
Wait, they needed to clear the place out.
Yeah.
Play Greg T's.
That's right. You know, they have a very hard curfew. 2 o'clock, everyone's got to be on the street. So that'll definitely get them there. You're right, you play that.
See, I enjoyed your song, to be honest.
Thank you. I was going through a really tough time.
I could tell.
How old were you when that song was written?
I was 43. 18. I was 18. And she was 17 or 16? 17. I think she was 17.
All right, winger.
No, for real, I swear. And I sang to her. We played at a party, and I'm like, "This song is dedicated to Kim Hansen." And she was.
Was she
there.
At the party?
Yeah, she was on the stairs.
The cops came and dragged him away.
No, it was good. That night, she gave me a Metallica CD and a Nirvana. I was so excited. It was my birthday and
Boy,
everything.
Wow.
Oh, it was
serious?
Awesome.
Oh my God, this is the anniversary of that song.
Oh my God, it is.
It's your birthday.
It just came out. How
Holy
funny!
Holy moly!
Wow.
You should go make out with her now.
But it was really bad. Her father misjudged me completely.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's her father's fault.
How many of us would take out a restraining order against Greg James?
I wrote a dirty letter to her.
Do you remember
how dirty was it?
It was an F.
It started out with, "I want you to blah, blah, me."
Oh.
That's where it started.
That was how you romanced her, was demanding an act?
I didn't want to write the dirty letter. Her friend got a dirty letter. So then she's like, "Can you write me a dirty letter?" So
oh,
then
she
I wrote
asked?
A,
oh, yeah. She asked?
So I remember sitting there writing this dirty letter, and then I gave it to her. I thought it was gone. It was like months before. Then all of a sudden, I came home from college, and I had a message on the answer machine saying, "Greg, this is Cliff." That was the father. "I'd like you to come up to the house. I'd like to talk to you."
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. So I went up there. And when I walked in, the wife answered. She says, "Oh, Cliff, Greg's here." And I said, "Hi." She goes, "Oh, just wait right here." Oh. Then she left. And all of a sudden, he came out. And I heard like thumping up the stairs.
Oh, no.
And he comes up. And I noticed, coincidentally, on the kitchen table was all the stuff that I had given her, you know?
Oh, no.
Like, there was like...
I don't think that's a coincidence.
That was my
that is not a coincidence.
Let's go walk down memory lane together.
Like, A through B.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
There's like Dateline.
Jeez. And there was like, "Take all this shit and never come back to my house again."
When did the restraining order come into play?
Well, afterwards, because what happened was...
What had happened?
We had
By
started...
the way, can I just say, I've tried to get a restraining order, not for me personally,
it's
but for somebody
easy.
I work with.
Yeah,
no,
it's
not.
That easy.
It is not that
right.
easy.
Right, she's still got a job right across the street.
Yeah.
You gotta show proof and everything, you know? You gotta,
Hold on, it's very easy to get one, as apparently Greg T has learned, but to get one on someone, Nate said it's very hard.
It is very difficult. I had to get someone, it took a lot.
It's hard.
Yeah.
So you must have done a lot.
I didn't. He forbid us to see each other, but I was devastated. And then, you know, we were sneaking around constantly. And then he threatened me at the school when I went to go see her. She was graduating. And I went up to wait for her. And he caught me in the school because he knew I'd be there. And he put me up against the locker. And he goes, "Did I tell you to stay away from my daughter?" Like that, he said to me. And I was like, "Ah!" And then he drove to the police department. And then 2 days later,
wow.
I was delivered papers. They came. The guy goes, "Hey, are you Greg Tindor?" Oh, my. Erase that. And
people
I said,
"Know your last name."
I said, "Yes, I am." And he goes, "Here you go. You've been served." And I was like, So then I was like, "You know what? I'm going to go to the police station." And then I served him papers at work. And then he had to go to court.
Could you make a song out of that dirty note you wrote her?
Oh, we should.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Pretty
she
I
has it.
She probably still has
One
it.
One shade of gray.
15-Minute Morning Show.